You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Drummond Area School District is offering early childhood development screening event today, starting from 2 until 7. Families living in the Drummond District are invited to attend and screening. If you'd like to set up an appointment for a screening, call Jillian at 715-739-0112. That's 715-739-0112. Jillian, a early childhood specialist education person, will help you out with this childhood development screening for your kids today from 2 until 7. Power Pump is on today at the Cable Community Center. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels and targets the major muscle groups using exercises such as squats, presses, lifts, curls. Emphasize low weight loads and high repetitions. Again, Power Pump at the Cable Community Center from 4 until 5 today. Wednesday night supper starts off at 5 o'clock until 6. This is at the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street here in Hayward. Just drive up to the front doors and somebody will greet you and give you the number of meals that you need. A free will donation will be accepted, but is not required. For more information, call 715-634-2141, 715-634-2141. Engage Knitting at the Library will be meeting Thursday morning at 10 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and would just like the camaraderie. For more information, call 715-634-2161. That's 715-634-2161. That's for Engage Knitting at the Library, Thursday morning from 10 until noon. A Thursday book club is being held at Redberry Books in Cable. They're located at 43455 Cavanaugh Road in Cable. From 2 o'clock on, Redberry Books has several groups that meet on a regular basis. All groups are open to new members, and book club members will receive 15% off of their purchase of a book club book. Special groups meet at Redberry Books downtown Cable at different times, so check it out at Redberry Books in Cable at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Also Thursday the 13th in the evening, 5 until 7 o'clock, the LCO Constitution Reform Group is continuing to work on a proposed new constitution for La Couturier. Members are invited to attend this great reform group, where you can be part of the discussion and bring together the LCO Constitution. Again, Thursdays, 5 o'clock at Kinnaman School for LCO tribal members only. The Writers Group will be meeting at the Hayward Library on the 13th at 6 o'clock. Whether you are a published writer, strive to be one, or simply love to write, our Writers Group for young adults and adults is seeking new members. Writers from all backgrounds and skill levels are welcome to join, and you can come and join and receive constructive feedback on your projects, big or small, in a safe, comfortable community setting. Again, a writers group meeting on Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the Hayward Library. Open Play starts on Friday at 9 a.m. This is hosted by Northwest Connection Family Resources, located at 15896 West 3rd Street in Hayward. Come join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environment, and a snack will be provided. Open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources starting at 9 a.m. on Friday. Also on Friday, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock. This will be held at the Spider Lake Youth Center Hayward Campus, located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, canned goods, pantry items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, Spider Lake Church Youth Campus, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, starting at 10 until 3. The Art of the North Tattoo Gathering will be on the 14th from 11 until 7 o'clock. This will be all at the Seven Winds Casino. They have lots of tattoo artists on hand and lots of designs that you can pick from, so check it out. Again, Art of the North Tattoo Gathering on Saturday the 14th through the 16th at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Convention Center. Friday the 14th at 5 o'clock, Girls Varsity Scrimmage happening at Solon Springs. This will be at the New Ulm High School. Again, Girls Varsity Basketball for Solon Springs has a scrimmage game starting Friday at 5 o'clock at the New Auburn High School. An Indigenous fashion show will be held at the Lucuderay Ojibwe University on Friday, starting at 5 o'clock until 7. Join us for a stunning showcase of Indigenous artistry where designers share their original creations that blend culture, tradition, and innovation. This will highlight regalia, streetwear, contemporary fashion, beadworks, fusion styles, and more.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning, Hayward. Joel and Gray, we are hump day.
Need a different joke. We're gonna go back to it every week. That darn camel.
I came up with a name for our segment here now. After how long we've been doing this? Like 3-4 months?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Been flying by.
Listen to this, okay?
What do you got? Right.
Instead of just saying, hello, this is Joel, this is Gray, hey, what are you doing? Okay, welcome to the front porch.
To the front porch?
So how about that?
That's podcasty.
It sounds is. Like, I know it is.
Sounds like two white dudes with one mic.
We're in northern Wisconsin, for God's sakes. What do you want?
We're going to be what we're going to be, and at least we got two microphones there, friendo. Don't even worry about that. Actually, we're in a forest of microphones in this room.
Yeah, dear. I want to talk a little bit today about something that I brought up with you on a different show on a different station. We're just all over the place, you and I. But I wanted to talk to you about more in depth about the combination of slot machines and video games, because this is something that if I'm not going to run with it, I'm getting too old for this. But if someone wants to run with it, I think there's big money in this, all right? So you go down to your local casino, whether it's LCO or the Turtle Lake, whatever, wherever you go, all right, if that's what you do. You got the slot machines. You got the one-armed bandits, right, that you pull for entertainment purposes, and you're not spending your rent money and all that stuff. So I want to combine that with thinking, all right? I just don't want to hit buttons. I just don't want to pull slot machines. I want to combine the video game that I watched my son play when he was home last time, where he's problem solving and he's venturing through different rooms and figuring things out. How can we combine that so when people leave a casino, they don't have to go home and do crossword puzzles because their doctor told them to do that to keep their mind going. We could combine this, right?
So I was reacting off the cuff when last you brought this up, mm-hmm. and therefore I was giving you an off the cuff kind of as it was happening to me answer. But now I've developed feelings about the topic, and I had feelings in the moment. Do you remember the analogy I used, or the metaphor? Or I think it was an analogy.
All right.
Well, so what I said was, you're basically asking how we can put wings on spiders. Like, you just, these two things should not be put together at all. It's a little bit of a Jurassic
Park
situation.
Have you seen a gargoyle movie?
We're not going to go there, but you get my point. The other thing that I will drive behind more enthusiastically this time is that I don't think it would work in our culture, because we're not willing to do that much work even for a, unless it's a pretty substantial reward. You know, if you mean scratch-off tickets became a little video game that doing better at gave you better odds, oh yeah, people would be all over that. However, there's something I totally forgot about when last we spoke about this. Have you ever heard of, I think it's called pachinko?
Pachinko.
I think that's what it's called.
Is that what they do on The Price is Right?
Well,
it's Plinko.
That's Plinko. You're right. You got me on that one. But no, pachinko, I think, is basically exactly what you're talking about, and it's very popular in Japan. It's basically a combination of slot machines and things like bubble shooter games and things that are kind of like a slot machine, but then it kind of deviates into more traditional, like, mini phone game kind of situations that give you multipliers, I think. It's a pretty complex system, and I saw one of my endless stream of YouTube video essays was on this culture, because it's very much like American casinos, right. In that there's kind of a particular subset of people who can reliably be found there, but they do it kind of differently because they've got gambling laws to get around, that they use ball bearings instead of coins because the machines can't. Yeah, like, people are carrying around these popcorn buckets full of steel ball bearings.
Everything's ball bearings, just ask Fletch.
Okay. I'm just a little too young to know. I know that it's a Chevy Chase movie, but yes. I have not seen it.
Yes, he's pretending he's an airline. He's a repairman in a wing, and people are questioning why he's there. So he's trying to talk big, like he knows everything about fixing an airline. So someone comes over to him, and he says, "All right, I'm gonna need some gauze pads. I'm gonna need some ball bearings." And the guy says, "Ball bearings?" He says, "Where have you been? Everything is ball bearings now. Now go get me some ball bearings."
Oh, man.
It's great.
You know what quote comes to mind? I'm a huge laser believer. That's something somebody actually said once upon a time. A celebrity on science, I'm a huge laser believer.
All right. So I bring up the slot machine thing because ever since, from day one, when my son was probably 18 years old and he experienced walking through a casino for the first time, the first thing he said to me was, all he said was, "And they yell at us kids for playing too many video games." That's all he said. And I looked around and I'm just like, I never thought about that. Oh. A casino is old people's video games. Not all old, but yeah, you get it. Yeah.
Social media, too. Casinos aren't the only thing that did it. They basically realized, hey, the people who once said, "Don't you do that," are the ones we can now sell it to the best. You know, all the people who used to tell me, "Don't believe what you read on the internet," are sharing the most bizarre stuff. It's like, did you even look at the comments of this? Like, but so then that the same thing kind of turned around. It's like, you're playing. I definitely remember. I mean, I needed limitations, but I remember being limited on my Game Boy usage.
Right, right.
Pokemon Ruby, man, that was like crack.
Yeah. So I mean, there has to be a way that we can take the repetitive just. Hit the button, kind of, 'cause people, you know, there's the lever on the side of the machine, but on almost all slot machines, but nobody's pulling them. They're just there because everybody's hitting the button, right? Everybody's just tapping the button. So we have to find a way to put a crossword puzzle or something in there to still make it fast moving. So the casinos are making their money. So you're chick, 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 ching, 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 ching. But there has to be more of a thought process. It can't be that brain dead. Just can't be.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would be curious to see what would come of this thought process that you're thinking of. I just, I think, like, if you brought this to a panel of experts, they basically look at you and say, "You're trying to pull all the money out of this?" Like, I think you're basically trying to erode away at the things that make it an effective money machine. Yeah. That's what it'll always be. If the fun was the point of it, yeah, totally. But that's precisely why I go. I put $20 in, I think, like, a nickel machine, and mm-hmm. I hit it really fast
because I can read reasonably quick. So I'm just reading the numbers and yep, up, up, down, down, way down. Okay, and I think we're out of here.
I love the Wheel of Fortune machine. Anytime I can play the Wheel of Fortune machine and I get to spin the wheel at the top, oh, that makes my day right there. Oh, they're wonderful.
I've never experienced one of those. I'm stuck on those nickel machines.
Yeah, and the penny machines that you got to spend 75 cents for each credit, not a penny, please. So we got Pat Kreitlow standing by. He's coming in just a moment. With more on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, it's 729. Buzz of the North, WBZH, welcome to the front porch. Joel and Gray. Gray doesn't, he's giving me that look like you're trying too hard, Joel.
I already forgot about it. That's you're the problem. Trying. I need to internalize it. It isn't real.
I just feel like it's a couple of guys just sitting on the front porch
like
with
it.
A beverage. Just,
I do like it.
Just having a little. I haven't looked to see if there's a podcast called The Front Porch. I'll be shocked that there's not at least seven of them out there called The Front Porch. But we're not doing a podcast. We're doing Hayward Radio here in the heart of the North, and we're doing a sports swap. Now, when you the sports swap, by the way, is coming up Saturday, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment, where you can go to the Hayward Wesleyan Church, and you can buy and sell skis and all kinds of stuff. So I'll talk about that in a moment. But I was, when as soon as I saw that, I thought to myself how the sports equipment world has changed. I referee basketball, middle school, and JV basketball around the Northwoods, and I was just doing a game on Monday night, and there were a couple players who had some bright pink, just hot shoes. They were good. I liked them. They were good looking shoes. But I just so wanted to ask the kids, how much were those? And they probably don't know. Probably only their parents would know. Back in the day when, you know, you got just a cheap little pair of suede shoes that may or may not make it to the season. And some of these shoes that the kids have, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, that I got basketball shoes the year that I played basketball was like a major thing, like
right,
to have a particular,
right.
Like my gym shoes were last year's normal shoes that we cleaned up real good. Like having a pair of shoes just for a sport was not how we worked. I also remember the first time my classmates looked at me when they saw me in basketball shoes. They're like, yeah, no.
No,
definitely not. Well, part of the issue is that it was a blue and white basketball uniform. And the only shoes that were available in our price range were red and black. So right. It did not fit.
Well, I remember the shoe salesman coming to the school when I was a kid. And everybody ordered similar shoes on the team because they had a deal with whatever company that was. And if someone couldn't afford shoes, then the coach found a way to make it happen. You know, everybody just kind of got their shoes. It's a little bit different now. I think most schools, everybody's kind of on their own. And if you want a legitimate pair of high school basketball shoes, you know, you're talking a good hondo or more for those shoes.
Definitely. And if you want ones that are actually good for your feet, you're looking at 150 probably starting. But
yeah,
now that I remember the really desirable hot brand that I won't pronounce correctly, so I'm not even going to try. It was $65 a pair.
Mm-hmm.
And the dollar. We're gonna sound really old here if we start talking about the dollar. but no, those were bright blue ones that a couple of people had, and I remember I wound up finding a pair that were a size too small at like a thrift store while we were out visiting my grandparents or something. So my mom gave it to me as like an early Christmas gift because they were $20 off the shelf, and they hurt my feet so bad,
and
I wore them so much because they were just the right color and it looked. I looked rich.
When I was in high school and junior high, it was just a given that when you got a new pair of basketball shoes, the first week you wore them, you were going to have a blister. It was just kind of a given, I think.
Yeah.
They weren't very good shoes. I remember they were suede shoes. So if you didn't ventilate them correctly, they would like build up a mold on the suede. It was not good. Now they're mostly leather or plastic or whatever. The cost of equipment for kids, especially hockey, we all know what's going on there. That's been expensive from the start. But even, you know, like volleyball and baseball and stuff like that, we get the pads on and everything that goes with it. You know, it's not cheap for the kids, but it's pretty nice that most schools, most athletic directors will find a way to make it happen for a kid. That's nice.
Absolutely. I don't doubt that would have been the situation had we been in major need. Like, I definitely wasn't really wanting by any means. It's just, yeah, you're not going to go out and spend $60 for those. Was it Data or Data or Data? I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they were around for some period. I wonder if they still exist. I've got to Google things and feel nostalgic for a half hour real quick.
Well, one thing I find, having bought a lot of pair of shoes in my life, that recently in the last like 5 or 10 years, usually if I pay $80 to $100 for a shoe, I expect it to last longer and be a better shoe. And it seems like that has not been the case a lot. That I've bought in some cheap shoes that have been really comfortable, and I've bought $80 shoes that have split a seam after 3 months.
I know just enough about shoes to basically scratch the surface. Like I can't give you any major useful detail, but I just know what brands suit me really well, just from having sold them for a couple of years.
Former shoe store employee.
Yeah, and yes. I mean, I'll tell you what, I learned real quick that if you can save up a little bit and grab that $150 pair, it'll often do you so much better. Yeah. And even last a bit longer, but honestly, lasting longer isn't often the case unless you're getting something tough and durable like a hiking boot. Or yeah. Something leather constructed. Those off it, like lasting long isn't usually the case. And honestly, get two pairs so you can wear a different one every day. And it just basically the things that you should do are what nobody can afford to do. You
yeah,
know?
And a lot of some of the towns have like family shoe stores or shoe stores where there's actually a foot doctor in the whatever yes. they call them, a
orthopedist.
Yeah, sure.
Podiatrist.
The of, where they yeah. actually will, you know, evaluate your foot and your the bridge and whatever's going on there, versus like a Walmart, which you get a $20 pair of shoes, but nobody's going to tell you whether they're actually going to be any good for your feet or not. So
yeah, we were somewhere in between where we'll tell you what's truly good for your feet, but also the bottom line matters. So
right.
You're going to turn us down respectfully and we'll let you do that. But if you don't, we'll sell you three pairs. Here you go.
Because if you got three or four kids and you can't spend $150 on a pair of shoes for everybody. And if you buy it for one, then the other one's got to have one too. So it's just not realistic.
You've just described exactly what made me bad at that job, Joel. I just you're going to tell me I'm going to look at this woman and her three kids that, you know, like... You could spot the signs that they're growing up the same way I was. Again, not hurting mm-hmm. for anything, but also not just throwing money out. It's walking to a room, passing out $100, not their lifestyle. So it's like, I'm trying to get each one of them to buy two pairs. Okay. All right.
You're upselling and taking away a Happy Meal is what you're doing.
Ipso facto bad salesman-o.
So the joy of sportswear, and by the way, the sports swap is Saturday from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. You can do all kinds of ski and other sports equipment swaps right there. Greg Gunderson, he's coming up in 8 o'clock hour with Pat Kreitlow. He's going to talk deer hunting, so stick around for that. It is 7:59 here at WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me today is Mary, and she is a public health nurse with Sawyer County. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with Sawyer County, maybe how long you've been there and your experiences.
Okay. I am with Sawyer County Public Health. I've been there for about 2 years now. I was with Sawyer County Public Health prior to COVID for another 3 years.
Okay.
Left a little bit and came back. And then I do a lot of different things with public health. So we work with a wide variety of topics.
Different hats and different, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I know somebody that works with you that wears several different hats as well.
Oh, so. Yes. Yeah, and part of my job with Sawyer County this time is to run the LCO Sawyer County SART program. So this is a program where we bring in law enforcement, advocates, the medical field, and we are working to make sure any victim of sexual assault becomes a survivor.
Okay. And what's the acronym stand for?
SART is Sexual Assault Response Team.
Okay.
So we meet once a month and we talk about topics that we need to address. We may talk about if there was a sexual assault, just the process. Did we make sure we got that victim everything they needed?
Okay. Statistically, how big of a problem is that in Sawyer County?
Basically, with sexual assaults, we see in Sawyer County, we can see some, I would say, maybe 10 a year that we see. Okay. What we don't see is the problem, too. Right. So about one in every four women have been sexually assaulted. So if you think about that in regards to a family party, one in every four women may have been assaulted at that party you go to.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a real problem and people don't talk about it enough.
Right, yeah. So you brought some information along with you. We're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, strangulation. What do you have to share about that?
Sure. I went to a four-day course on non-fatal and near-fatal strangulation with the Training Institute on strangulation. So since then, and with SART, our SART group, I've been able to train law enforcement, medical providers, ambulance, about the dangers of strangulation. And with strangulation, a lot of people think of choking, that they're the same thing. But really, choking is a blockage of the airway. But when someone's strangled, you'll even hear them say that they were choked. However, strangulation is pressure on the blood vessels of the neck, and it can prevent circulation to the neck and breathing. So that could lead to brain issues as well.
So strangulation is, like you said, maybe a stronger physical pressure put on someone's neck or throat where they block the larynx or esophagus. That's more of a choking versus the blood vessels for strangulation. Is that how I'm understanding it?
That's correct. And you'd be very surprised to know how very little pressure it takes to start doing damage. At 4 pounds of pressure, that can block the jugular veins, which is the blood coming back down from the brain.
Okay.
At 11 pounds of pressure, that can block the carotid artery, so all your blood flow up to the brain.
Yeah.
And then at 33 pounds of pressure, it can crush the larynx.
Sure.
So when I'm training, I bring a machine with me and hand you this machine here. It's a strength tester. So if you just try to squeeze, you'll see how fast you go above 4 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your strength, Mark, on that?
Well, if I pull it fully, I mean, I'm at 22.
Okay. So you've already crushed the jugular veins and the carotid artery. So that blood is stopping just like a garden hose. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And we start seeing backup and flow damage to the eyes. Maybe we could see petechiae, which are red dots on the roof of the mouth.
Huh.
And it also stops the oxygen to the brain too.
Yeah.
So
Mary, what kind of information do we want to get out to the public about strangulation? We've already defined what is the difference between a choke and strangulation. What information do you want to get out there to our listeners?
I want people to know that it can be extremely dangerous when someone applies pressure to your neck. So even if someone's putting their hand on your neck to pull you close to kiss, that is not good. I would try to get away from that practice. It is something that is becoming more common. We don't want to see it more common because just that little bit of pressure is all it takes to cause a problem.
Yeah.
And the problems can be longstanding. You might not see them for several months, unfortunately.
Yeah. You had mentioned that was, you know, a gentle pull on the neck is maybe a grooming element for a predator to then slowly start to increase the pressure on that neck. And it's just that practice of grabbing the front or the back of the neck is an issue?
That's correct. Any side of the neck, they can grab it on both sides to pull from the front, anything they do, or two hands on the neck.
Yeah.
Any of that is something that could cause damage. And the damage we won't see, unfortunately, unless we get specialized equipment to see it.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. If someone has experienced, maybe they call it choking or strangulation, is there a number that they can call to report or to get help on this?
Absolutely, Mark. They should call 911 right away to report to police. If they don't feel comfortable reporting to police, they should go to their medical provider or a hospital, urgent care, as soon as possible for that.
Okay.
And if anybody would like more information about strangulation and what I do, you can always call Public Health at 715-634-4806 and ask for Mary.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. You did a great job.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
That conversation was with Mary, the Sawyer County Public Health Nurse, and SANE Nurse, which is the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner for St. Croix Valley SART. You can reach Mary at 715-634-4806. 415-634-4806. Again, 715-634-4806 or maryss@sawyercounty.gov. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.